Fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty from around the world listening in today, you're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program, and you might hear my printer printing in the back. We have hot news coming across the wire, as they say. More of our police and soldiers are contacting us, and private citizens too. A number of them are veteran military and law enforcement people, and we just have so much going on today, and it's coming into our office here. We're just trying to review about 150 email today, and over the weekend, of course, we keep getting emails, so we're about 600 behind as of last Thursday, so we just can't seem to keep up. But interesting things going on here to just bring a little joy into your life. We're going to talk a little bit about the Patriot Act and Patriot Act II here. Hitler's Enabling Act is very much similar to the Patriot Act that Bush had passed right after 9/11. And we've got Tom DeWeese sent us material on letting the Patriot Act die. We're going to spend a little time on that. All the freedoms we're losing, folks, my goodness gracious, through these terrorist attacks. Of course, it was planned that way, that the American people would give up their freedoms for a little bit of safety. And we read you the letter by our Border Patrol agent, Juan, who says it's all a farce, because he's there on the southern border, and he knows that the martial law that's being set up in America is a farce because the southern border is wide open. And the Patriot Act, too, describes securing the Canadian border. Basically, Bush has said that you can't get out through there when he starts the draft June 2005 because we're securing the Canadian border. You can't run to Canada any longer. And Border Patrol Agent Juan says what we all know is true, that it's all a farce, because when you have 2,000 miles of border left unwatched, unmanned, and poor people like Border Patrol Agent Juan has to try to run around and catch a few people each day to keep his job, when just literally thousands and thousands are pouring through. He's right. It's a fraud. It's martial law on the American people for reasons other than national security. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes and share some of the information coming in to our brothers and sisters out there. You're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program. Be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hey, Jack Flood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-699-MYWHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MYWHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. This is that old cop Jack McLam up here in the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, County Idaho, USA. Welcome back. Yes, we're going to start out with Tom DeWeese, I believe. He is always sending us material here, and one of his reports here is on that he wrote himself is on letting the Patriot Act die. He says, President Bush has hit the campaign trail to save the Patriot Act, which will expire in 2005. In calling for its continuation, the president said, we can no longer rely on false hope. Well, which false hope is that, President? The hope that America's free society will protect us like it has for more than 200 years? We who love American liberty have a great fear of the Patriot Act, and rightfully so. Its aim, according to the Justice Department, is to give federal law enforcement agencies the surveillance and investigative tools they need to deter future terrorist attacks. But the quick emotional passage of the Patriot Act, only weeks after the September 11 attacks, allowed little time for our congressmen and senators to even read it. In fact, most members of Congress did not read it before voting on it. Congressman Ron Paul said he couldn't even get a copy before he had to vote yea or nay on him. As a result, provisions in the act offer major opportunities for government abuses of law-abiding private citizens. The act says that the government does not need to have a suspect or even be conducting an investigation related to terrorism to monitor your visits on websites on the internet. folks, we're talking about you and me. Under the Patriot Act, they now monitor our visits to any websites, not for terrorism reasons or conducting any investigation, just because they want to know who you are out there. And remember, they have these lists drawn up, as we shared with you last week about our FBI brochure here, listing suspected terrorists, and most of our listeners are probably on there. It's people who make numerous references to the U.S. Constitution as a suspected terrorist, people that claim driving is a right and not a privilege as a suspected terrorist, people refuse to identify themselves to the police, which has always been the law, that you don't have to identify yourself. Well, now you're a suspected domestic terrorist. If you're a Christian who Butch Reno called a doomsday cult-type group, you believe belong to a church that believes that the day of reckoning is coming, which Butch Reno called doomsday, our past attorney general, you're a suspected domestic terrorist, and on and on and on, folks. So anyway, the Patriot Act changes the definition of terrorism, as in the FBI brochure I'm just talking about, allowing even legitimate protesters, such as pro-life activists, to be at risk of being labeled terrorists if violence erupts at their events. Now, let's talk about that for a minute. We have had in government for years and years and years agitators who are working for government that dress up like protesters and go out and cause some violence so that the police can get involved in breaking heads. This has been going on for many, many years. It started during the 60s and hasn't stopped. So, yes, if you are a pro-life activist and you happen to have some kind of violence erupt at your events, which can happen because the government will send in instigators to do it, then you're labeled terrorist. The Act expands, the Patriot Act expands the capability of obtaining warrants and conduct searches. They can go in and search your home or your business without disclosing to you that they've even been there. Under the law, law enforcement can walk into your home and take records without your knowledge they were even there. Of course, a warrant must be obtained. Ha, ha, ha. I've seen these warrants, folks, signed by government agents themselves, not by a magistrate that the Constitution demands. So they can have a warrant signed by anybody. But you may never know about such a warrant because you don't even know they've been in your home or business. It doesn't require a real judge to obtain a search warrant under the Patriot Act. Well, isn't that nice? Once again, the agents themselves can sign the warrant based on nothing. If they sign it themselves, they don't even have to have probable cause, because the judge won't demand it because there is no judge that they take it to. The Act requires fuller identification of bank customers. A year before 9/11, more than 150,000 Americans protested these very provisions in the scheme by the FDIC called Know Your Customer. But now special software to help firms in 25 finance-related industries covered by the law to compare millions of customers' records with thousands of entries on federal blacklists. Yes, the federal government has their blacklist. Are you on it? Will you be on it? Businesses such as car dealers, insurance companies, investment brokers, lenders, and real estate firms will be required to file suspicious activity reports to the Treasury Department. And here's an interesting fact. The Patriot Act only monitors our northern border. Isn't that a surprise? It says not a word about our southern border. Our southern border remains absolutely wide open, allowing anyone to literally walk into the country anytime they want. In the name of fighting terrorism, we are witnessing a new kind of government, urban sprawl, oozing out of Washington, D.C., into every back alley, bedroom, and underwear drawer in America. The government Electronics and Information Technology Association, GEIA, reports that there are more than 100 federal entities involved in forging the largest conglomeration of government and private contractor interests since the creation of the Pentagon. The GEIA represents hundreds of corporate members seeking to cash in on the Homeland Security citizen surveillance spending spree by the federal government. In September 2002, dozens of major high-tech companies formed the Homeland Security Industries Association. A key objective of the association is to win a piece of the action for the creation of a national ID card for all Americans. Business Week reports, now remember folks, we are being made very, very secure by all of this. That's the plan, and the southern border is absolutely wide open to terrorists. Makes sense, doesn't it? Business Week reports that the SAS Institute is among many corporations scrambling to launch a whole new line of anti-money laundering software designed to help insurance companies, investment banks, brokerage firms spy on their clients and their financial activities on behalf of the government in compliance with the Patriot Act. Don't you feel safe? According to Bert Ely, the head of the consulting company for financial institutions, the new anti-money laundering provisions of the Patriot Act will do nothing to stop the financing of international terrorism. At best, he says, the new provisions will actually provide evildoers with a roadmap to avoid detection. What the new Patriot Act provisions are really about, says Ely, is to have the United States fall into line with the international campaign being waged by the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development and the Financial Action Task Force in government against countries that serve as tax havens. It's all about tax collection, folks. Well, I disagree with that. It's all about control of the people. But they're doing a lot of this, of course, anti-money laundering provisions and the Patriot Act and everything to end forever us being able to use tax havens to lower our taxes lawfully. Because in tax havens, you can use these tax havens in various countries like the Caribbean and so forth to lower your taxes lawfully. Well, they want to shut that down, and so they've got all this going on here, not only to control the American people and know everything that you're doing inside and outside the home, but also to collect those taxes. Business Week also reported that private sector software makers are racing to develop programs to zero in on gambling. Now, there's a terrorist activity. Business Week noted that the feds have put casinos on notice, and they're next in line for this form of security. In other words, spying. Now, how many terrorists have actually raised their funds in Las Vegas, folks? In mid-September 2002, the U.S. Department of Commerce and the Office of Homeland Security held an expo in Washington, D.C. Medium and small firms from across the nation were invited to a showcase of the very latest in citizen surveillance wares. They're sure going after those terrorists, aren't they, folks? It's the terrorists on this FBI brochure that was put out to officers only, I suspect. You and me, in other words, that might want to resist this totalitarian world government system. U.S. Chamber of Commerce has hired the former deputy assistant of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to act as a liaison between the chamber and the businesses seeking Homeland Security contracts. Political Moneyline says that 444 groups and individuals have registered as lobbyists to deal with terror and security issues. Big money, folks. Big money watching and surveilling the American people. IBM has opened a government solutions center in Vienna, Virginia. A high-tech Unisys Corporation has established a similar exhibition for inspection by federal surveillance planners called the Homeland Security Center for Excellence. Both corporations are racing to cash in on the billions of dollars for facial recognition systems at airports and anticipation of trusted traveler cards, a high-tech ID card tied to extensive background checks and biometric identification, while the southern borders are totally open, folks. I hope you feel good about all this security. We'll be back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program in just a moment.
about the new discoveries of MSP research, find out about the success in these dentists and veterinarians are having with Silver 400, learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis B, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use Silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
It's a great day, folks. All of this going on around us, and everybody wants to know who won the liars debate. That's all they're talking about. Who won the liars debate? Who's the best liar? Did somebody have a pencil in his pocket? Did somebody have earphones on or getting electronic messages? That's the news today, folks. I'll tell you what, there's so much going on, and they've just got to keep this drivel before us. Who cares who won the debate between the best liars? You know, we're going to have one of the liars in there as commander-in-chief and president. Who cares which liar is in there? Anyway, okay, back to this Patriot Act. Let's let it die here. well, these corporations, folks, IBM has opened a government center and all these the big corporations are looking for billions and billions of dollars in facial recognition systems for you and me at airports in anticipation of this trusted traveler card that we're going to have, high-tech ID card tied to extensive background checks and biometric identification. As I keep reminding you, every time you read about how safe you're being made by all this martial law and this totalitarian law that they're passing. Remember, the southern borders are totally open, and it's an absolute fraud. Just keep that in mind, folks. And finally, this, with all of the new data banks, the Department of Justice announced last March 2003 that accuracy is no longer a concern of the building of one of the world's largest data banks on the American people called the National Crime Information Center, NCIC. The NCIC has been exempted from the Privacy Act of 1974 that requires information entered into government data banks to be timely, relevant, complete, and accurate. They don't care if it's inaccurate. They don't care if you're listed as a terrorist and you're not. Also exempt are two other Department of Justice data banks, the Central Records System and the National Center for Analysis of Violent Crime. The rationale for exempting some of the nation's largest data banks is that law enforcement officers need bad data entered in NCIC in order to hurry in solving cases. Wow. The false hope, Mr. President, is that repealing our liberties in the name of fighting terrorism will somehow lead to peace. Let the Patriot Act die and keep the American dream alive. So says editor and publisher of the DeWeese Report, a very interesting and good report by President of the American Policy Center, Tom DeWeese, a good friend. Yes, but don't forget, who won the debate, folks? Who won the debate? That's what we should be concerned about. Here's a thank you, Spiker, for sending this in to me. Spiker always has good information he sends, a veteran, Vietnam veteran, good man. He says, reward for fighting for our freedoms. And it's a cartoon figure here, a GI sitting on his bunk, and he's got a letter from home. And he's looking, he's got eyes wide open, he's happy to have a letter from home, and he says, Dear Jimmy, hope all is well in Iraq. We are so proud of you for going over there to fight for our freedoms. A lot has happened since you left. Our home has been taken by the feds for back taxes we owe, and then the family business was condemned by the city so that they could build a football stadium. Mom was arrested for carrying a gun in her purse, and your brother is in prison for smoking a joint. At least your sister is okay, though she has to go to court for not wearing a seatbelt. We wish you were here to help pay for all of these legal fees, but just knowing you're over there fighting for our liberties we cherish makes it all worthwhile. Love, Dad. And by the time the guy's finished reading, he's crying. My goodness gracious, how true that is, folks. Only it's much, much, much worse than this cartoon. It is serious business. Serious business. Civil liberties are in grave danger, folks. Grave danger. Here's a letter that just came in from Ranger 116. Ranger, thank you for sending this out to us, dear brother, military friend. Dear friends, as you read this letter, a swiftly changing College of Patriot Act 2 provisions is repressive immigration changes, the privacy invasion is rushing through Congress, embedded in and under the disguise of legislation responding to the 9/11 Commission report. They're trying their best to get this Patriot Act 2 passed, folks, even if they have to hide it in the 9/11 Commission report or in any other bills. The extraneous provisions threaten privacy, due process, freedom of association, freedom of expression, equal protection, freedom of religion, and universal human rights. In addition, they authorize increased use of the death penalty and transfer of captives to countries known to use torture. The old Bush baby who has all these hundreds and hundreds of people snatched up, who they can't prove one single case that they were involved in terrorism, but he's got them hidden out in these gulags. American gulags, where they have no attorneys, have no way to go to court, have nothing. They're just being held incognito and not allowed to contact attorneys or relatives. Now, under this Patriot Act 2, he can send them out to other countries that can use torture on them. Well, this is great. This is the American way, isn't it, folks? Good Christian president that he is. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Goodness gracious, folks. Good to be back with you here on the Officer Jack McLam Report. I've got a note just in from military.com. Thousands of U.S. troops returning from Iraq and Afghanistan with physical injuries and mental health problems are encountering an overburdened benefits system, and officials and veteran groups worry that the challenge could grow as the nation remains at war. Disability benefits and health care system that provides services for over 5 million American veterans have been overloaded for decades, with the current backlog of more than 300,000 claims, and it's going up, folks, going up, and we're about ready to mobilize now the national draft and get enough warm bodies to throw at Iran, which we'll be doing before the end of this year, I'm sure. Even with the limited amount of manpower that we have there right now. But back to our Patriot Act 2 here that they're trying to pass right now to secure our persons, folks, and our communities while the southern 2,000-mile border is totally open, I might say. Taken together, the provisions in Patriot Act 2 include, but are not limited to, establishment of a national ID card disguised as a national standardization of driver's licenses. We'll have a national driver's license, by the way. Establishment of a national electronic data bank for birth and death certificates with permanent identifying information assigned to each individual, such as a national ID number, biometric identifiers including fingerprints, face recognition software, photos, iris and retinal scans, and other private physical identification for travel documents, which would be used for security in domestic air travel as well as overseas travel, expanded secret eavesdropping and search powers to be used against individuals suspected of domestic activity. Remember the FBI flyer I'm looking at right here in front of me. All of you are on it, more than likely, if you're a born-again Christian, and if you love the Constitution of the United States, you're a suspected domestic terrorist. The FBI says so. My goodness gracious, folks. Anyway, welcome. Welcome to the zoo, folks. My goodness. Okay. So expanding eavesdropping search powers used on the individuals suspected of terrorist activity, whether or not the individual is associated with a foreign power or not. Further awakening of individual privacy rights in libraries, weakening, that is, of individual privacy rights in libraries, medical, and other personal records, removing all federal court oversight. In other words, they don't have to do a doggone thing with warrants through the courts. They can just make it up as they go, folks, this new totalitarian system that Emperor Bush is bringing upon us. Of course, Kerry will be happy to take over for him. They both worship the same skull and bones god, so it won't make any difference. But anyway, enhanced material support provisions allowing guilt by association with a group targeted by the administration. Is your group targeted by the administration? Ours is. Our police and military group on constitutional issues, you doggone right we're targeted. Removal of habeas corpus relief for those detained under repressive immigration measures. Removal of automatic detention without bail in immigration matters at the government's request. Increased security in immigration court matters. Approval of the use of secret evidence in immigration courts, secret even to the immigrant being examined. And now, folks, you say, well, good, we're finally going to get those immigrants, those illegal aliens, those immigrants. We're finally going to get them. Folks, every time we get the illegal aliens, guess what? That same rule is used on us. That same law that takes away their freedoms and everything is used on the American people every single time. Allowing for the death penalty in terrorism cases with terrorism as defined in the U.S. Patriot Act, like I say, very, very broad. Takes in the list on the FBI brochure we have here for officers' eyes only. Explicit approval to transfer of prisoners suspected of terrorism to nations unknown and nations known to practice torture. And failure to provide for the Cross-Agency Civil Liberties Board of Oversight and Investigation of Civil Liberties Practices and Procedures in the Executive Branch of the Federal Government. The message to Congress should be straightforward. Legislation responding to the 9/11 Commission report must be limited to the core recommendations of the report. All extraneous law enforcement and immigration provisions must be stripped from any legislation prior passage by the House and the Senate. Good luck. Good luck, folks. Well, we must all stand up and we must all write letters, email, a phone call about this Patriot Act 1. Do not renew it and do not pass Patriot Act 2. It is our obligation and that's the best thing we can do right now, folks. And pray. You know, pray because we're losing our freedoms like never before in this country. And all they do have to do is blow up a few people, and we allow them to do it. That little soldier there reading his letter in this cartoon is very well placed and timely today. He's sitting there crying. He's got his helmet on and his gear, and he's crying. Don't blame him. Let's see now. Let's open the phone lines up. Let's do that. I've got more reports to share with you here, but let's get the phone lines open so people can call in and talk about anything you'd like to talk about going on here today, folks. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Let's finish up on you veterans out there and you that have loved ones in the military. On this military.com report just came in. I've started into it here, but then went back to the other report. The disability benefits and health care system that provides services for about 5 million American veterans have been overloaded for decades. Now, well, my wife and I know, because she's a 22-year retired veteran from First Gulf War with Gulf War illness, and she'll be going, I think, again tomorrow to try to get in to get help, and, of course, that's almost a joke. But anyway, you have to try. They say here the current backlog is more than 300,000 claims, and as of August 1st, nearly 150,000 National Guard and Reserve veterans became eligible for health care and benefits because they were mobilized to fight in Iraq and Afghanistan. That number is rising. President Bush's budget, now listen to this, folks, how much he loves our military and how much he loves these wars. President Bush's budget for 2005 calls for cutting the Department of Veterans Affairs staff that handles benefits claims. And some veterans report long waits for benefits and confusing claim decisions. Our good old buddy Bush, he's going to draft women and children coming June 2005. Going to start more wars with Iran next, Syria next, Saudi Arabia next. And what's he doing? He's cutting the Department of Veterans Affairs staff that handles benefits and claims. Sergeant Gene Westbrook says, "I love the military. It was my life, but I don't believe they're taking care of me now." He's from Lawton, Oklahoma. He was paralyzed in a mortar attack near Baghdad in April. He's received no disability benefits because of his paperwork is missing. Sounds like Gulf War One. There's a movie out, folks, that everybody ought to watch. I'll have to think of it here a minute what the name of that movie is, but there's an actual movie that's being suppressed, and you're not supposed to see it, thanks to A Grateful Nation, I think's the name of it, that lays out the exact things that happened to Gulf War One victims, our brothers and sisters that got poisoned over there, and 10,000 of them died, and more are dying and very, very ill right now. And so this is the same thing happened there. Their paperwork, their medical paperwork in the military just up and disappeared. So many of them, they couldn't prove anything, where they were, what happened to them, nothing. And here his paperwork has just disappeared. He is supporting his wife and three children on his regular military pay of $2,800 a month as he waits a ruling of whether he will receive a monthly disability check from the VA. He was blown up in a mortar attack, paralyzed. I don't know how he's still serving. I guess he's probably not. He's waiting to be treated, it sounds like here, but he's getting his regular military pay right now, praise the Lord. Through the end of April, the most recent accounting of VA, the VA could provide a total of 166.334 veterans of operations in Iraq and Afghanistan have separated from the military service, and 26,633, 16%, had filed benefit claims with the VA for service-connected disabilities. 16%, folks. Those are the ones that have filed and been accepted at this point, I guess. Less than two-thirds of those claims had been processed, leaving more than 9,750 recent veterans still waiting. Now, folks, that's as of, what they say, May here? Most recent, April. And so how many of you think's waiting now? Absolutely sick, folks. I mean, that is absolutely horribly evil and sick to have a president that's cutting the Department of Veterans Affairs staff that handles the benefits and claims, and all of these guys and gals are getting injured, having disabilities, one even blown up by a mortar. I'm sure there's worse there than him, paralyzed by a mortar attack. And they can't get help. Their paperwork's being misplaced. and missing, just like during the first Gulf War. Whew, I'll tell you, it just makes me want to, I better not say it. It makes me want to cry, but I'm just too angry to cry, folks, but I'll leave it go at that. Folks, if you want to know what's going to happen in America, go to foreign press. I keep telling you this. Get on the internet if you can. Go to Chinese newspapers, Japanese newspapers. Go to your German newspapers, Canadian, British newspapers, Australian newspapers. I'm holding two here before me right now from Australia, mate. And they're great. They're great because they tell you so much of the truth of what is happening in America. Something else the foreign press tells you is what is going to happen to America next. Through our New Zealand and Australian brothers and sisters down there that mail us these foreign press newspapers, we see what they're going through. They're further into the Antichrist world government system that Bush and Kerry crime families are promoting in America, but they've got their own crime families in control of their governments back there in Australia and New Zealand that have them much deeper into this Antichrist world government system of total control. If you want to read what's going to happen to America in the months ahead, read the newspapers from Australia, The Strategy, a good brother of ours over there. I'll tell you how to pick it up on the email, or actually how to email them, okay? And you can find out about how to get The Strategy newspaper. But get these publications, folks, and read it because it's going to open your eyes as to what's coming to our door next. It's the same international crime families that are destroying our nation's freedoms and our people's property rights and bringing our economy down to third world nation status, which is the plan. And you can read about it and see what's happening to them and how they're trying to fight it. And you'll notice it's the same programs that are going on in America today. It's just that it's taken them a little longer to get us under this Antichrist world government system. But Bush and Kerry have been doing a fine job, Kerry as a senator and Bush as the president, and they will continue to do a fine job bringing us down to third world nation status economically and getting ready to merge us together in their world system. Here's how you get a hold of Strategy, the Strategy newspaper. Very fine newspaper. It's a patriot newspaper, the biggest patriot newspaper in Australia. And it is strategy at, this is how you email them, strategy at net, N-E-T, dash, just a little dash mark there, tech, T-E-C-H, as in hotel, .com. And then after that you put dot A-U. A-U is for Australia. Okay. Once again, email them at strategy at net-tech, T-E-C-H, .com, .A-U. And listen, tell them Brother Jack McLam, Officer Jack McLam, told you to email them and find out how they can get on, how you can get on their mailing list. Very important, folks. Another newspaper that we get here, which is a fine newspaper out of Australia, that keeps us up to date on what's happening to America next in the months ahead, is It's Time, Christian newspaper. By the way, The Strategy is a Christian newspaper also. And so the other one is Christians Speaking Out. But the name of the publication is It's Time, I-T-S. P-I-M-E, so you're hearing it right. It's Time. And it says here, publish and conceal not. Jeremiah 50.2 is always on the front page. And let's see how I can put you in contact with these people here. It's probably inside the page. Yes, I believe it is. Here we go. Actually, you can give these people a call if you'd like. Let's see, we have phone numbers up here. All right. Phone numbers are, the area code is 07, and then the phone number is 4163-2160. Once again, It's 07 is the area code, 4163-2160. And I'm looking here for, yes, we do have it here. Here's the email. Get a hold of Ray Smith. Tell him Officer Jack McLam told you to get a hold of him. Email Ray Smith at Ray Smith, and that's R-A-Y-S, as in Sam, M-Y-T-H. So it's Ray, and Smith is spelled S-M-Y-T-H. The at sign, V-U-R-C-O-M, at V-U-R-C-O-M.com. Once again, it's Australia, so you put .au. And say hi to Ray for Officer Jack McLam and communicate with him about getting a copy of their publication. And see what I'm telling you, folks. You'll see your future in these publications. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I didn't get around to it and share it with you here, but the Patriot Act versus Hitler's Enabling Act, if I could read this to you, I don't have time now. But anyway, Hitler, we're following Hitler's path, identical. Bush, Emperor Bush is following Hitler's Enabling Act that he passed after the Reichstag fire. They purposely burned the Reichstag, which was their Congress, and acted like it was the enemies that did it. And the people then allowed them to turn all the powers over to the president, you know, to Hitler, the dictator. And the same thing's going on today, and this is very interesting, the comparison between the two I'm looking at here. Don't have time to get into it with today, but I wanted to tell you, I thought of the name of our dear friends down there in Australia, Ray and Evelyn Platt, who own the Strategy newspaper. The name just flipped out of my mind. I don't know why. I could think of their publication and all, but Ray and Evelyn Platt, P-L-A-T-T, are fine patriots, Christian patriots there in Australia. Get a hold of them if you would. I can give their phone number out to you here, too. I just found that. But anyway, I gave you the email for Ray and Evelyn Platt. Tell them we love them and we really care about them. Tell them that old cop Jack McLam wanted you to say hi and get a copy of their publication. And also, if they send you a copy of their publication, folks, send them some bucks, will you? Send them a few U.S. dollars, just put them in an envelope, and just send them over to them. They'd appreciate that very much. Their phone number there is 03, area code, 512-6002. Once again, 03-512-6002. If you want to read your future, there it is, folks. The international crime families have just been beating these people bloody with a massive immigration coming into their country. Does that sound familiar? Destroying their economy, bringing them down to third world nation. They're sending they're doing the same thing, outsourcing all their industry and everything out of the country to bring them down to third world nation status. They're controlling their water, taking over control of their water like they're just beginning to do here in the United States. Everything. You just read their publications and you know what's coming to America if we don't stand up, folks, and speak out now against this tyranny that's coming across our land. Well, that's it for today, folks. Just so much here. I wish I had a couple hours to share with you every day, but we don't. I try to get as much out to you as possible here, information. But remember, you're supposed to be thinking about the man that dribbles for a living, that allegedly raped somebody, and a man that allegedly killed his wife and child, and the gloved one out there. Those are the things that are news in America in this the liars debate. You're not supposed to be thinking about all the things we talk about here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. God bless you, Republic Broadcasting Network, and John, and all of you good guys there and gals for what you're doing, and for letting this old cop and our police and military association to be on your program. That's it for today. Be back with you tomorrow with more news. God bless all of you, and don't forget this old cop truly does love you, America. Good day.
The new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the product in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use Silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.